John, I find it quite amazing that a man of your persuasion can confess to such despair. I would think that constant praying could facilitate obeying and prevent your ever straying toward a common love affair. I'm still a man, and can feel what other mortals feel, burning desire. All night long, music fills my head. It tortures me and turns my flesh to fire. Well, I think that sublimation should produce a dissipation of the energy you store. Left alone, this conflagration could result in stimulation of a kind of penetration that it never did before. To bed at night, you want to jog 10 miles at least, or play a tennis game with any other minister or priest. Now repeat, before I go to bed at night, I ought to jog 10 miles at least. And do you really think that this activity can ever set my burning body free? You must be a man of virtue. Sublimation cannot hurt you. Then there's nothing more to say. I will jog 10 miles today. Man, it really lays one on you when our little sister Tanya, for a mortal man, can sigh. Think that constant hating would result in terminating any appetite for mating with an ordinary guy. Before you make a promise to obey the devil, think it through, because a sign of simple lechery would seem like treachery. So you see, before you make a promise of good devil, think it through, because a sign of simple human lechery could be interpreted as treachery. Making love is not a virtue. Fornication, it should hurt you, makes a better demon be.